Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Share his sponsor, Lo Nishmas Arbi Hakasholim Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel. The Mishnah in the bottom of Mudal tells us how Malve is Chaveiru El Mashkoin, one who is lending his friend with a collateral. The over the Mashkoin, the Mashkoin gets lost. The Malve says, Selil V'Ticholov V'Shekel Ayashove, I lend you a Selah and the Pikodoin. The collateral was worth a shekel. And the loiva says, no, the selah you gave me, and the pikadon is a selah as well. In this case, the Mishnah says, potter. The Mishnah continues to tell me the cases, there will be a shvur. And then the Mishnah concludes and says, mi nishba, mi sha pikadon etzloi, means the lender will do the shvur. And the Gemara in Amud Beis brings, the Rav Ashi says, that the way it works is, you have to do a shvur, she'ina b'shusoi. The lender has to do a shvur that it's done under his possession, and then the bar could say that what's the value. And the Sefer at Teres Yeshua, the Sefer of Yeshua Horvitz from Jikov, and the Likutim and end of Sefer Dvarim, he says a mahalach and derech Hasidus to explain this Mishnah. And although it does not fit the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah, because he takes different parts of the Mishnah, but the idea is very profound. He says, the Malve is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us our neshama, and we're responsible to take care of the neshama. That's Malve al HaMashkoin, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us our life, and then we give him our neshama. Because it says, B'yotcha Afkid Ruchi, every single night, we're mafkid by HaKadosh Baruch Hu our neshama. So the neshama is mufkedet by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he says, when it says, V'ovad HaMashkoin, so the simple understanding of the Mishnah is that the lender is responsible because of the mashkar. But he says the klapi the loive means klapi amisro. For over the mashkar means that the neshama gets diminished, the neshama gets hurt because amisro are doing a virus. And this is the conversation here between the malve and the loive. It's kivyochal conversation kushboch and klaliso. Kushboch says selahil v'ticha olov. I gave you the neshama. And a very high value, it's called a selah. And we reference the Torah and mitzvahs where it says, Kipati shefoitze selah. So you have the selah is referring to the gedusha of the neshama. Shekel ayashove, it went down in value. Shekel loshen shekal, the chisorin, it's removed. When the neshama is in the body, there is a diminished of the value of the neshama, so to speak. And he answers, who's answering? According to this shot, the loivim, I mean, the amisro are answering. The answer could say, no, selah v'tani v'selah yashove. It's the same value. We didn't diminish the neshama. It still has that same value. So who's nishba? The lender's nishba, not the borrower. Why? Because if yishem yishova ze v'yoytzi alos apikodoin, meaning maybe the shbuch will take out the neshama and show amisro that did not be yoytzi ketorah mitzvahs. We don't want that to happen. So we say, Kivyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's supposed to come and do a shvur. And the reason this claim is valid is because it's really not the responsibility so much of Am Yisrael that they did a virus. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer Hara, the Asher Hari Oisi. Then the Gemara says, or Rav Ashi says, Zeh Nish B'Sheni B'Shusui. So here the Teres Yeshua references this to Am Yisrael. The one who does this shvur is not the Malvis or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but us. So we have to do a shvur sheni b'shusoi, so that aveira is not b'shusoi. This goes back to the shir that we mentioned 2 days ago. That a person has to be makir, it has to be misvate, and know that aveira is not me. So if the aveira is not b'shusoi, it's not under my reshus, I'm not in control of the aveira. So you mele, the truth is, selah yashove. So really the neshama is not nivgam, because it's really outside forces that are diminishing the value of the neshama. Now, though this does not fit with the pshat of the Mishnah, because the pshat of the Mishnah, in the beginning, when you have an argument, if it's a sel or a shekel, there's no shvur there at all. The shvur is only in the next cases of the Mishnah. And the shvur sheni b'shusa, the malve does, not the loive. But the message over here, the oimik of the message is, that really the neshama is not nivgam. And this I heard from Rabbi Moshe Priz Tzal many times. We say every morning, Eloikai neshama shnasata b'tehoiri. The neshama is tar. The neshama is never gets affected by the aveira. The aveira is in the guf, is in the chitzonius, in the outside. The neshama itself always retains that value. And that's the message of the Mishnah according to the Teres Yeshua. It was Sela. It was a Sela, and Sela is Shoveh. It's Shoveh Sela as well right now, because the Neshama is not affected by the Averis. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoveh email list, to what's a good, please email shomachshoveh@gmail.com.